Rent. The concept of slavery is not favored in the modern world. Morally, it was just not fair. Practically, it led to violence and conflict. Whatever the slave owner did was right by definition. The rules of the game were that the owner could not lose and the slave could not win. Therefore, the only way the slave could win or even experience a feeling of personal satisfaction was to break the rules of the game. The game of slave and master was not fair, and that caused the slaves and their masters to fight more and work less. Meanwhile, people in a free market economy were fighting less and working more. Societies that embrace authoritarianism in any form are less prosperous than societies in which all people are viewed as equals. Slavery is far from the only social arrangement that suffers from the defect of built-in unfairness. The landlord and renter game is similar, though not as extreme. Rent is inherently unfair to the tenant. The tenant is basically paying for the property he occupies at an infinite rate of interest. Because he has no ownership in his home, he has no motivation to improve or maintain his home. Rented properties are mostly poorly maintained and rarely improved. Even if a landlord wants to improve a rented property, the tenant is likely to resist. The process of improvement is likely to disrupt the tenant's life, and the landlord may want to raise the rent once the improvement is completed. Rented properties are not maintained and improved as well as owner-occupied properties. This doesn't happen because landlords are evil or tenants are lazy. It happens because both landlord and tenant are reacting rationally to the constraints of the landlord and tenant game. The design of the landlord and tenant game is inferior to the design of the buyer and seller game in terms of its utility to the buyer, the seller, and the rest of society. Unfortunately, both landlords and tenants often fail to realize the problems they are creating for themselves and the larger society with their authoritarian arrangement. A resident owner of a property has every incentive to make improvements on his property. He can control the process of improvement so it has minimum impact on his life. He can choose what improvements he wants and control their timing. His house payment will not increase, but his equity will. A tenant is very unlikely to improve his residence. On the other hand, a resident owner is very likely to improve his property. Income from such improvements is important for resident owners. If we encourage renting, we are denying renters this important source of income and education and motivation. Skills learned while improving a home are valuable. By denying renters these advantages, we are denying benefits from these advantages to the society at large. Every dollar earned in this way has the same kind of positive multiplier effect as a dollar earned on a job. A tenant has incentives to move often. Landlords have difficulty maintaining a property while a tenant is in residence. When the property reaches a threshold level of disrepair, the tenant moves. Then the landlord does the minimum amount of work necessary to attract the next tenant. This causes a lot of unnecessary moving, and moving is very expensive to the society and the tenant. In addition to the costs of renting vans and changing utilities and the labor of moving, it takes a lot of effort for people to adapt to a new home. To have a fair accounting, all these costs must be deducted from the GDP of a rent-based economy compared to an economy composed entirely of resident owners. The negative effects of renting are mostly well known. Various corrective measures have been tried. Rent control is one favorite, but it only makes the situation worse. Rent control is an attempt to reduce the negative effects of the unfair landlord and tenant game by introducing the unfair state and landlord game. Rent control turns a single disaster into a double disaster. The general efficiency of our society will be greatly improved when we make the transfer of residence and ownership rights as fair as possible. Even the mostly incompetent U.S. government is savvy enough to track statistics on home ownership and rentals and boast when the rate of home ownership rises. The buyer and seller relationship does not suffer from the severe unfairness of the landlord and renter relationship. It is much more equitable, and perhaps could be made more so. So a very practical way to minimize the rent problem is to convert rental agreements into sales. As an opponent of coercive statism, I can't suggest that passing laws would best solve this problem. I think there would be a lot of advantages to living in a world of owner-occupied homes. There would not be two separate markets for sale and rental of homes. Sale would be the only option. And every person able to pay a reasonable payment would be secure in his home from rental increases and also have the assurance of eventual outright ownership if he makes the agreed upon payments. Inequity in any part of society hurts all of society. Maybe we can't all play the game for the same stakes, but all of us would be better off if we were all playing by the same rules. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.